This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Discussions about cognitive decline and aging have been in the news a lot lately. But what are the warning signs?
You may have one of these symptoms. You might have three. You might have two today and two different ones tomorrow.
That story and more coming up this West Virginia Morning. Support for West Virginia Morning is proudly provided by Luke Frazier. Students at Payden City High School may return to their school building this fall, despite the town's groundwater being added to the national cleanup priority list. Emily Rice has the story.
In June, Wetzel County Schools Superintendent Cassandra R. Porter announced that students, faculty, and staff at Payden City High School would be relocated to existing schools in nearby New Martinsville when classes resume in August. However, attorneys filed a petition this week seeking to block the move, according to news outlets. The petition argued that the federal government did not recommend closing the school, there was no health risk, and that the move would devastate the community. Circuit Judge Richard Wilson ordered last Friday that the school reopen immediately. A hearing has been scheduled on July 25th to determine if the school will remain open. In March 2022, federal environmental officials placed Payden City's groundwater on the list of Superfund cleanup sites. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Emily Rice in Charleston.
Three projects at Fairmont State University will receive federal funding. Chris Schultz has more.
The university will receive close to $7 million from multiple federal agencies for improvements to the nursing program, a multi-phase library update, and security on campus. The Health Resources and Services Administration, an agency of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, will provide $3 million for the relocation and expansion of the College of Nursing's Simulation Center. An additional $2.1 million from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development will spur the first phase of renovations to the Ruth Ann Music Library. The remaining $1.7 million from the U.S. Department of Justice will be put towards campus security system upgrades, including shifting to exclusively card access of interior and exterior doors in residence halls. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Chris Schultz in Morgantown.
As summer kicks into full swing and people head outside, exposure to ticks increases. Appalachia Health News reporter Emily Rice spoke with West Virginia State entomologist Eric Dotseff, who urges vigilance against tick bites that could cause major health issues.
I wanted to talk about the kind of ticks that we see in West Virginia and what we should be concerned about.
But the big ones that I get concerned about right now would be, again, the black-legged tick, Isodius scapularis, as well as the Lone Star tick, Amblyomma americanum, and the American dog tick. Those are the big three.
What diseases do each of them carry?
The black-legged tick, Isodius scapularis, that is the main vector for Lyme disease in West Virginia, as well as the eastern United States. Now, the Lone Star tick that we find in the southwestern part, that one is responsible for transmitting human ehrlichiosis, better words, caused by Ehrlichia chaffeensis and Ehrlichia ewingi. This is also a competent vector, is a competent cause for alpha-gal syndrome, better known as the red meat allergy. This is a condition that is not caused by a bacteria or a virus per se, but it is a condition, it's an allergic reaction caused by galactose 1-alpha galactose within the saliva of the Lone Star tick. And that is so an allergic red meat reaction, which we are getting concerned more and more about as well.
Did you mention if any cases of alpha-gal have been found in West Virginia yet, or do we know?
Alpha-gal syndrome is not reportable within West Virginia right now.
Okay.
The case definition was standardized by the Council for State and Territorial Epidemiologists back in 2021, and now additional states are looking to make that notifiable. There are some neighboring states that have made it notifiable. We have not made it yet. We are still looking at the resources that we have available.
Where do you find that people will be exposed to ticks the most? You know, is it obviously during outdoor activity, but are there some cases where people might not expect to pick up a tick and not notice it for a while? What should people look out for?
The black-legged tick, Azotius scapularis, that is one that does like our forest ecosystems. And with 70% of our state covered in forest, you're definitely, and deciduous forest at that, we are definitely going to be quite exposed to that throughout the state, particularly along the edges of forest. Conversely, we have the Lone Star tick, Amblyomma americanum. That is one that will also go into our forest ecosystem, but it's also one that's a little bit more desiccant resistant. So we will find those a little bit encroaching into people's yards a little bit. So, again, in those situations, and Lone Star tick, again, is a problem that we have, particularly in the southwestern part of the state. So in those particular ones, you might want to be careful if you have a forest ecosystem that's also that also has taller grasses, if you will.
What should people do if they do find a tick on themselves or their pets?
We in West Virginia, our infection rate is so high within our black-legged ticks. We found that through our tick surveillance program. It is so high that there's a good chance. We have some of our populations have anywhere from 10 to 30% infection rate with Borrelia burgdorferi in the tick nymph population, the black-legged tick nymph population. So in that situation, yeah, if you've been bitten and if it's been on there longer than 24 hours, then and it's engorged, then go to the physician. We just encourage people. A lot of our patients actually didn't even know they were bit by a black-legged tick at all. We get those reports. They are quite small and quite elusive.
That was Appalachia Health News reporter Emily Rice speaking with West Virginia State entomologist Eric Dodseth about the types of ticks prevalent in West Virginia and what diseases they carry. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. It's 7:51. Partly cloudy skies today, a chance of rain and thunderstorms, highs in the 70s and 80s. Tonight, a chance of rain and thunderstorms, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, rain and thunderstorms early, becoming partly sunny with highs in the 80s. Support for WVPB is provided by Solar Holler, bringing clean energy to families across West Virginia. More at solarholler.com. As the presidential race speeds toward Election Day, there has been a lot of discussion about age and declining mental acuity. But a lot of families are facing the same questions every day. News director Eric Douglas spoke with Teresa Morris, the West Virginia Program Director for the West Virginia Chapter of the Alzheimer's Association, about what to look for in our own families.
So let's talk about for a second the warning signs of cognitive decline, of onset of Alzheimer's, dementia. What are the things to look for?
So the association has created 10 warning signs that we look for in individuals. Now, I will preface it by saying you may have one of these symptoms, you might have three, you might have two today and two different ones tomorrow.
Because it does come and go, right? Especially
in the beginning, right. It does kind of come and go. So it's not that you need to see every one of these symptoms before you think there's an issue. This is just kind of a guiding principle of what you might think about. The first is memory loss that disrupts a person's life.
I mean, we all honestly, where are my keys? Or I forgot.
Absolutely.
So that's not really what we're talking about.
Right. So this is more, you know, you tell your mom, you call her at 9 and say, Mom, I'm on my way. You have a doctor's appointment at 10:30. And you get there and she has no idea why you're there. She has no idea that she even has a doctor's appointment. She might not be dressed. And we always say these issues are worth evaluating when they're affecting a person's independence. Like you said, we all forget things. I mean, we just do. But it's when that forgetfulness starts impacting their safety, their independence, their ability to live alone. Something else we look at is, or a sign that that can be, is challenges in planning or solving problems. So maybe all of a sudden mom is having trouble with her checkbook. All of a sudden you go in and there's a stack of bills on the counter where mom always paid her bills on the exact due date. These folks might have trouble completing familiar tasks. Maybe all of a sudden driving is more difficult for an individual. And not even so much the act of driving, but maybe forgetting where the grocery store is.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
when it's 2 blocks away and they've been there 100
yes,
times.
Right? When it's 2 blocks away and they've always driven to that one. Maybe you go in and dad doesn't have groceries and he says he's fine. You've called him. And he said, "Oh, I have food. I'm good." But you go in and there's nothing. And maybe he is having trouble developing a list.
Right. Okay.
We also see confusion with time or place. So a person living with dementia, they might forget where they are. So we hear a lot of times these folks wanting to go home. And people say, "We are home. You know, this is where you raised your kids." But chances are they're looking for the home they grew up in.
And I've heard that a lot, that it's the short-term memory. It's the nearer-term memory that
yes.
that goes away. But the older memories tend to come back. So I hadn't thought about that. So they're literally thinking, "Where I want to go to my childhood home."
Yes.
Wow.
Okay. Yes. Yes. You know, and that we could do a whole nother segment on memory, but you know, short-term memories just haven't been encoded and they haven't been stored as long. And so it has to do more with recall and recollection and even attention. That's why the short-term memories often fade a lot quicker. These folks are going to have trouble understanding visual images and spatial relationships, so they might not be able to judge distance as adequately. These folks will have like a shuffled gait sometimes, and it's not so much due to a physical impairment, but it's an issue with their visual conception. So they might look at a set of stairs and they can't judge the 6 inches
right.
for them to step up. So they might trip. They might trip on rugs. They might even have trouble going through thresholds, which would be like maybe from the kitchen to the living room because one's tile and one's carpet. So they have trouble with that transition because it looks differently. Something else we look for are new problems with words in speaking and or writing. You know, they may forget names, maybe of their family, maybe of close acquaintances. They also may call everyday objects by the wrong name.
Mm.
Sometimes these folks make up words. Sometimes in the middle of speaking, they stop because they can't formulate the words that they're trying to say. And again, they're not trying to be difficult or they're not trying to, speak with that type of language. They just can't process the language that's needed for speaking.
That was Teresa Morris from the Alzheimer's Association speaking with Eric Douglas about the warning signs of cognitive decline. Listen to West Virginia Morning again tomorrow for the second half of that interview with even more things to watch out for. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Bill Lynch, Brianna Heaney, Chris Schultz, Curtis Tate, Emily Rice, Eric Douglas, Jack Walker, Liz McCormick, and Maria Young. Chris Schultz produced today's show. I'm your host, Teresa Wills. This is West Virginia Morning.